they avail themselves
of that process. Good to go.
To amend the
right. Houston,
Washington. We're good to go. Yeah.
Right. They were shopping council members to
the meeting, please got in order.
Will the meeting please come to order? Please stand for a moment of silent prayer. Thank you. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Here.
Ms. Diller, Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Retta, Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett, Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Mr. President, the roll card reveals 8 present, 5 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll move on to the approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of Tuesday, November 26th?
Motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are hereby adopted. We'll move on to announcements. Are there any announcements from members of council? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I want to announce that I will be withdrawing Emergency Ordinance 13002 and Resolution 13281 based on insufficient members of council being present.
Thank you, Madam Kilpatrick. The council, please take note that the ordinance and the resolution are both being withdrawn and will not be heard tonight. Introductions of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed. Are there any other announcements? I'm sorry, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President Pro Tem, at the appropriate time, I will be making a motion to table resolution number 13268.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Are there any further announcements from members of council?
Pro Tem.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. I will be withdrawing ordinance 13-095.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Councilman Bell? Yes. I'm sorry, Councilman Powers. Councilman Street.
Councilman Street, can we get this mic?
I'm going through the roll here. I got to it. You're one of the 13. I'll get to it eventually.
Apparently,
I'm sorry.
I'm cutest first. It's
going by alphabetical order.
Go ahead, Councilman Street.
I had my term last longer than my name did.
I'm sorry, Councilman Smiley. I'm sorry.
I request that Ordinance 13-104 not be introduced.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. I want to note for the record that we've been joined by Councilwoman Diller.
Oh, yeah, get her name right.
Now, are there any other further announcements from members of the council that I can remember their name?
You remember all.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 13101, revised zoning map, Mill Creek 100, west side, McKinnon Church Road, south of Oak Ridge Road, and north of Thomas Point and McCain High School, 40.72 acres from S-Suburban to ST-Suburban transition. Ordinance 13102, amend the grants budget appropriate $36,602 and additional FY2014 federal funding to the Home Investment Partnership Program, HOME, which is administered by the Department of Community Services. Ordinance 13103, amend the grants budget appropriate $229,854 in additional federal funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to the Community Development Block Grant of fiscal year 2014, administered by the Department of Community Services.
All ordinances shall be considered at the Tuesday, January 14 meeting, with the exception of those items that require Board of Commission recommendations. Before we get to reports from select and special committees, I think most people recognize that there's a limited number of council members present tonight. I think I need to say that because on the last scheduled meeting, we had to extend the meeting until tonight because of the snow of last week. So tonight, President Bullock and Councilmember Tackett are both traveling. Council Member Bell had a medical procedure today, and Councilman Redder had assigned another meeting and could not be here today. And I'm Councilman Hollins, and I'm acting as President Bullock's stead as the pro tem. We will move to reports from select and special committees. Are there any reports from any committee of council? I know that Councilman Redder, who is not present, said that he would present on behalf of the Land Use Committee at our next meeting in January. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Council President Pro Tem Hollins. Today at the rescheduled Administrative Finance Committee, we had a lengthy agenda highlighted by the presentation by our external auditors of the CAFR, the Comprehensive Financial Review, Audit Review of the County, which found no material issues with the county financially. Under resolutions, we have a series of resolutions approving $10,000 in state fund for Claymont Library Project. We have the annual payment to the Absalom Jones Senior Center for our rental to the state of Delaware of that facility. We have refund of taxes paid in error. We also, under ordinances, reflecting the grant money from the federal government to our Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program. We also had the culmination of the budget for the Community Services Department to provide for summer recreation camps for fiscal year 2014, which is a combination of funding between Community Development Block Grant, county funding, and program income from the people attending the camps. We had a series of other ordinances, including abatement of penalty on taxes that were paid late. We also have a very important ordinance that will fund the shortfall in the special services budget, which resulted from a confusion when we approved the fiscal year 2014 budget. And I'm just going through the agenda here looking. We have another two ordinances that are dealing with the abatement of penalties related to taxes. Councilmember Kilpatrick has withdrawn the emergency ordinance relating to underbilling of sewer customers. And we have rescheduled the CFO checkbook presentation, which has unfortunately been very delayed until the next Finance Committee meeting, which I, in fact, I guess will chair. In January, January 14th, and we'll look forward to that presentation. Also, request for travel. Travel request was approved for Councilman Weiner to attend the annual NACO Legislative Conference, and we approved council grant request and then adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Any other council member have a report from special or select committees? I will report that the Public Safety Committee met this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We discussed ordinance number 13090 that's on tonight's agenda. That ordinance would authorize for the increase of 7 new paramedic positions, which would allow the paramedic unit to get 7 new members and to, for the first time I believe that I've been around, get ahead of the curve on attrition. The other item that we discussed is the presentation on the upcoming paramedic class was presented by Chief Tan. And a presentation on the new mobile application, which will be rolled out sometime the first of the year. The Newcastle County Police Department and Captain Feaser made that presentation. We also met with the Executive Committee meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock. During that meeting, we discussed several items that are on tonight's agenda. One is ordinance number 13091 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees, sworn deputy sheriffs represented by the FOP 5 Lodge. We also discussed resolution 13273 to amend the rules for the start time of Newcastle County moving from 7 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. And we also had a resolution consenting to the renovation of the council workshop room, which is next door to this room, to allow the city of Wellington to pay for renovations to upgrade that room. We went into executive session for the purpose of discussing legal strategy. Are there any other announcements from any other member of the council? We'll move on to the consent calendar. If any item on the consent calendar is objected to by a council member or a member of the public wishes to obtain additional information about the candidate or proposed legislation, or if a council member intends to offer an amendment to a resolution, seek additional information, or state a conflict, it shall be removed from the consent calendar and voted upon separately. Are there any items on the consent calendar which a council member wants to remove? Seeing none, is there anyone from the public who wishes to for an item to be removed from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The consent calendar has been adopted. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 13264, congratulating the Newcastle County Police for receiving a commission on accreditation for law enforcement agencies, CALEA, Gold Standard with Excellence Award. Resolution 13265, recognizing those members who have served the Hocussin Fire Company for over 50 years.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cardiac.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Mr. Patrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta, Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett. Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Consent calendar is adopted. We'll move on to presentations. I have one presentation tonight. I don't know if any other council members have presentations tonight. If so, please let it be noted. Seeing none, I would ask Tanisha Mercer to join me at the lectern in the front of the room for a presentation.
Thank you.
As all members of council know, Tanisha is one of the attorneys in our law department serving Newcastle County. Tanisha has also been honored by the Delaware Bar Association with the designation of being a distinguished young lawyer. I had the opportunity and the privilege to attend the luncheon at the Dewberry Room where Tanisha was honored. I was very proud to be associated with her and have her as a member of our legal team here in Newcastle County Government. And I really think that I was kind of shocked to an extent that doing what she does now, that the Delaware Bar reached out and designated her a distinguished lawyer here in the state of Delaware. I also felt very proud at the luncheon that I was there and listened to Tanisha when she received the award. I can tell you that she brought honor to country, and she brought honor to the legal profession, and she also brought honor to this county. And we do have a resolution to express our appreciation and to honor her from the County Council. It's co-sponsored by Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Weiner, Councilman Powers, and Councilwoman Diller. The resolution reads as resolution number 13256, honoring the designation of Tanisha Merced as distinguished young lawyer by the Delaware Bar Association. Whereas we are proud of Tanisha as a lifelong Delawarean, born and raised in the city of Wilmington, she graduated from the University of Delaware with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and from Widener University School of Law with a Juris Doctorate in 2003. And whereas we praise Tanisha as a member of the Bar of the State of Delaware, who was admitted to practice before the Federal Court for the District of Delaware and the United States Supreme Court. And whereas we are grateful to Tanisha for exhibiting a commitment and attitude of excellence, outstanding service to her community, and for the advancement of legal ethics and professional responsibility as she served the state of Delaware as a Deputy Attorney General representing the advocacy of children and families. Tanisha continued to represent the citizens of Delaware and Newcastle County as an attorney at law with the Newcastle County Law Department. And whereas we commend Tanisha for her various public service initiatives and her invaluable expertise she has given back to the community. She has worked as the Secretary of ASPERA, a Commissioner on Governor's Markell's Hispanic Commission, and the Chair of Delaware DSBA's Multicultural Judges and Lawyers Section. And whereas we honor Tanisha as she receives the Delaware Bar Association Young Lawyers Distinguished Service Award at the 2013 Awards Luncheon on Tuesday, December 3rd at the Dewberry Room Hotel DuPont, Wilmington, Delaware. It's been said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Now therefore be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that County Council hereby joins with the family, friends, and colleagues of Tanisha Merced to celebrate her on this great achievement. Congratulations.
I hope that you all will indulge me in just a few moments. I'm humbled and honored to be recognized by the Newcastle County Council through this resolution. I grew up in the city of Wilmington in a neighborhood that was afflicted by drugs and violence. Through the help of my parents, teachers, and the will to do better, I was able to achieve, and others can do the same. It seems that we hear more and more about the city of Wilmington and many other parts of Newcastle County that are plagued by violent crime. While the community needs to know about the current events to inform themselves, as an electorate, these troubling messages seem to leave out a very important point. In the midst of troubled, depressed, and damaged communities are good, decent, hardworking people who care about their community and care about making it better. We should all ask ourselves, how can we reach these good and decent people living among these this difficulty, and how can we empower them to affect real change in their community? It's for this reason that I've dedicated myself to public practice of law. It's my way of contributing and giving back for all of those that have helped me, and I thank council and everyone for supporting me in this honor.
Thank you very much.
I would just like to invite council members to join in with the photo op that we're going to do with Tanisha. We now move on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? I'll open the floor to the public for comment. All right, I'm there. We'll move on to resolution 13-266, Mr. Tackett, who is not present. Madam Clerk, please move that resolution 13-266 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-266 to rename the segment located between Pulaski Highway and Biddle Avenue of the residential street recorded as Frenchtown Road to Biddle Avenue.
I will have to floor manage this resolution since Councilman Tackett is not present. This is merely a street name change. I did speak to Councilman Tackett last night. He said that there was no opposition, there was no contentiousness around this particular resolution. Are there any questions or comments from members of council on resolution 13-266? Seeing none, is there any comment from members of the public on resolution 266 to rename the segment located between Pulaski Highway and Biddle Avenue? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 266.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution 13-266 is adopted. We will move on to Resolution 13-267. In the absence of Councilmember Bell, I will floor manage this particular resolution as well. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. I move that Resolution 13-267 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-267, plan of Rockwood Parcel 1C, Newcastle 100, southeast corner of Rockwood Road and Church Road, 0.25 miles south of U.S. 40, construct one apartment building with 90 units, 4 parking garages, and other site improvements, NCAP zoning.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I also spoke to Councilman Bell last night, and he told me the same thing, that this was no problem. I was no opposition, and therefore I don't anticipate any. If there is, I don't know what to do. But I did promise him that I would floor manage it. Is there any comment or questions from any member of Council regarding Resolution 13-267, the plan of Rockwood? Councilman Smalley.
I just want to say, had I known this was going to happen and given that you don't know who I am, I'd have had a list of questions for you tonight. So I'll be better prepared next time.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. Councilman Powers.
I just want to, since this was my old district, at the time, it's been going on for about a year, I haven't heard any opposition to this. And I think part of it was it already brought up about the roof, changing the roofs on the buildings from a flat roof to a sloped roof.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Any further comment or question from members of Council? Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. Council Pro Tem. So the voting procedure is a simple yes or no vote on this?
Yes, it is.
No polling required. It's not a reason.
No polling required, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further comment or questions from members of Council? Seeing none, any comment or question from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 13-267.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll card is 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution 13-267 is adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 13-268, and I believe Councilman Street did address this earlier on during announcements. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President Pro Tem. It's my understanding that as part and parcel of this project, there's going to be some cleanup of the wetlands. However, I'm concerned about the impact of new impervious cover adjacent to the wetlands, and I would like to send this back to the department for further review and study and answer to that particular question as relates to the potential impact on the wetland. So I'll be making a motion to table.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Is there a second to the motion to send this back?
Point of order.
I'm sorry, it hasn't been read in. I'm sorry. Madam Clerk, please. Mr. Street, will you move to have Resolution 13-268 read by title only and placed before Council?
Yes. I move that Resolution 13-268 be read by title only.
Second.
Resolution 13-268, plan of Federal Express, Newcastle 100, north of I-295, approximately 2,800 feet east of Route 9, west side of Norfolk Southern Railroad, construct a 182,815,000 square foot warehouse distribution building on 72.765 acres, HI zoning.
Mr. Street.
Move to table, Mr. President Pro Tem.
Second.
Beg your pardon.
All those in favor, I'm sorry.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Councilman Weiner and Councilman Smalley? Opposed to the...
Councilman Powell.
Councilman, do we need to do maybe we should do a roll call vote.
Yeah.
Please call the roll, Madam Clerk, on the...
Is this on the tabling?
On the tabling, yes.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Powers?
No.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
No.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
No.
Mr. Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 5 yes, 4 no, 4 absent.
The motion failed, but I do have a question I would defer to council to council. I believe a council member has an opportunity to send a plan back at least twice. Mm-hmm. Can the vote of council overrule that ability for a council member to send a plan back for technical reasons? As it stands now, the vote did not give Councilman Street the 7 votes that he needs.
There has to be a motion to refer the plan back up to 2 times.
This is what I need.
But I don't have the code section.
It's not on. Point of order, your mic's not on.
My recollection of the code is that it has to be a motion. It has to be passed by a majority of the members elected to county council to take any action, and then it can be referred back. And if you would give me one moment, I can check that and be right back.
Thank you.
If you want to move.
The motion by Councilman Street to send the ordinance back received 5 votes. There's a required 7 votes if, in fact, the vote at all is required, because the code does allow for a council member who's sponsoring a plan to send it back at least on 2 occasions. And what just happened here, that particular opportunity was denied to Councilman Street. So council to council is going to make a determination of what the code actually says. I'm not really certain. I don't think I've ever had this to happen before.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner.
Yeah, a point of order. I believe the first time it happened was when I was the sponsor for the Jerry Heisler pilot school application, and I tried to table it the second time, and I didn't get 7 votes, and so it did not get sent back to council, to the land use.
Thanks for refreshing my memory.
Yes.
I recall.
Yes.
Councilman Smiley.
I have the scars.
I was thinking the same thing, except I remembered the motion to table failed, but I didn't recall the desire to send it back. So,
yeah, this is a little bit different. You're correct. This is to send it back.
Yeah.
The table is a little bit different animal.
Mine was to send it back.
Yours was to send it back as well. We can spend this time doing something, or you want to move on with the agenda?
I say we move on. I'd make a motion to move on with the agenda while we wait the opinion of council to come.
I second the motion to go out of order, suspend rules and go out of order, or we don't need to suspend the rules.
No.
Just proceed forward.
Okay, we need to suspend the rules to move on with the calendar. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move on with the agenda, and we'll come back, return to this item, Resolution 13268, when the council is back in the room. We will move on to Resolution 13269. Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cartier, I believe Mr. Cartier actually names this. Thank you.
Mr. Council President, Pro Tem, I'd like Resolution 13-269. Read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13269, amend the capital program, appropriate $10,000 of state funds to the Claymont Library project.
Mr. Cartier.
Per title, and just a word of explanation, it goes for pathway development at the new Claymont Library, and it will have an accompanying ordinance later in the agenda.
Are there any comments or questions from members of council on Resolution 13269? Seeing none, any comment or question from members of the public on Resolution 13269? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 13269.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Stiller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 1 here, 4 absent.
Resolution 13269 has been adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 13270. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pro Tem, I'd like Resolution 13-270 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption. Second.
Resolution 13270. Authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract with the State of Delaware Office of Management and Budget Financial for annual lease of rental space at Absalom Jones Community Center for the Department of Community Services totaling $210,130.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, this is the resolution per title authorizing the payment to the State of Delaware for renting the space for Absalom Jones Community Center through our Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Are there any comments or questions from members of council on Resolution 13270? Seeing none, are there any comments or questions from members of the public on Resolution 13270? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weimer?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution 13270 has been adopted. We will move on to Resolution 13271. Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President Pro Tem, I'd like the Resolution 13-271 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13-271, approving the refund of taxes paid in error.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. Yes, under our code, any approval of amounts over $5,000 relating to refunds of taxes must be approved by council. This pertains to the Traditions at Christiana Maintenance Corporation, which recorded a overpayment of $7,007.24, and that is the content of this resolution to refund that amount to that maintenance corp.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Are there any comments or questions from members of council regarding Resolution 13-271?
Mr. President.
Mr. Weiner.
Thank you. I just want to note that this resolution and the next resolution is code compliant as certified by the administration and properly requested by the co-chairs, and it does not set a precedent. It's consistent with long-term practice as well as our law.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Any other comment from members of council regarding Resolution 13-271? Seeing none, are there any comment or questions from members of the public regarding Resolution 13-271? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 13-271.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution 13-271 has been adopted. We will move on to Resolution 13-272. Mr. Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President Pro Tem, I'd like Resolution 13-272 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Is there a second?
Second.
Resolution 13-272, approving the refund of taxes paid in error.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes, again, we are looking at another refund of taxes paid in error. And the amount of the refund, which much exceeds the amount that is discretionary to the department, must come before council, is $10,801.68, and that is to go to the citizens named in the ordinance, James Curran, Esquire, and Carl and Dolly Ann Wolf, for duplicate payment on county taxes.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. I'm sorry, are you done?
Yes.
Are there any comment or question from members of council regarding Resolution 13-272? Seeing none, are there any questions from members of the public regarding Resolution 13-272? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 13-272.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call, President for attend, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution 13272 is adopted. We'll move on to Resolution 13273. Mr. Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I request that Resolution 13-273 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. Is there a second?
Second.
Resolution 13273 to amend Rule 4, Regular Council Meeting, Section 4.1 in general of the Rules of County Council of New Castle County to change the start of regular council meeting to 6:30 p.m.
Councilman Smalley?
Yes. Due to some internal procedural changes Council's made over the past year, we find ourselves with some more available time between the end of our last committee meeting and the 7 p.m. start of Council. Moving it to 6:30 will still provide a reasonable amount of time for the public to be able to make our meetings. At the same time, it very well may assist some of us on Council in being able to make some community meetings, which are scheduled on the same night as Council.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. Are there any questions or comments from members of Council regarding Resolution 13273? Thank you, Councilman Smalley. My only comment is that I think we may want to also take a look at the start time of our committee meetings. Seem to me now more than usual we're bumping into meetings are running into meetings are overlapping and moving into other meetings, and it becomes a problem when we have presenters coming to a certain meeting and they're waiting for us for half an hour to get the meeting started that was posted at a different time. So in the future, we may want to look at how we can better utilize our time in the afternoon and not to have this big block of time before we start the legislative session down here. Are there any other comments or questions from members of Council regarding Resolution 13273?
Mr. Pro Tem.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley.
Well, we could take a look at limiting ourselves to 3 minutes in committee, and that might help.
I would say two. That's a great idea. Are there other further comments or questions from members of Council regarding Resolution 13273? Seeing none, are there any questions or comments from members of the public regarding Resolution 13273? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 13273.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution 13273 is adopted. The Council has returned to the Chamber. I believe now I can entertain a motion to return to the regular order of business.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We will move back to the regular order of business is Resolution 13268, Plan of Federal Express, under the sponsorship of Councilman Street, and I will yield to Council to Council.
Which needs to be seconded according to council rules and pursuant to state law. No action of county council is valid except by a majority vote of those elected to county council.
Thank you. Are there any questions of council to council from members of council? Is that clear? Councilman Cartier.
So Councilman Street's motion to table prevailed based on the attendance of council members here?
It failed. He did not receive 7 votes.
He needs to have 7 votes.
Correct.
In the even with a absence of, we have enough for a quorum, but we don't have enough to effectuate majority legislation based on a 7.
It takes 7. If it's only 7 here, it takes all 7.
If I may, Mr. President, Pro Tem.
Thank you.
State law states specifically, no action of the county council except as otherwise provided in this title, which is state law Title 9. Shall be valid or binding unless adopted with the concurrence of a majority of all of the members of the county council.
When we are in committees, matter if 7 people show up, we have to have a quorum to take action. If we're going to effectuate, adapt any resolution or any change, it still requires 7. It requires a majority of council, not a majority of those that are present. So the resolution 13, 2016-268, sponsored by Councilman Street, was not adopted by this council. It is not tabled.
Right.
So you may want to, I'm sorry, it wasn't tabled, so you may want to have some further discussion. Since it was not tabled, it's still live, Councilman Street.
Point of order.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes. If we're going to go back and consider this, we already went back into regular business?
Right.
Okay. I must have been.
Yeah, we're back into regular business.
Okay, good.
The motion to table failed. Councilman Street, I don't know what the options are from this point. It failed. Do you want to continue the discussion?
Call for the vote.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 13-268.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
No.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta. Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett. Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 7 yes, 1 no, 1 here, 4 absent.
Resolution 13-268 was defeated. We'll move on to...
Whoa. Point of order.
7 yes.
I'm sorry. I'm so persuaded by my own persuasion. Resolution 13-268 was adopted. I'm sorry.
Please remember where you're sitting at.
We'll move on to Resolution 13-274. This resolution is sponsored by President Bullock, who is not here. I will again promise to table manage this particular resolution. Madam Clerk, please read by title only and present for Council first consideration and adoption Resolution 13-274. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you.
Resolution 13-274, consenting to the Wilmington City Council's request to make improvements to the shared city-county building workshop room.
We discussed this in executive session this afternoon. We had the president of the city council present, as well as members of the staff from the city council. Did a presentation. I believe all council members present this evening participated in that particular agenda item this afternoon. The workshop room, as you all know, is right adjacent to this particular room that we're in, and the improvements that are being sponsored by the city, paid for by the city, I believe would add a tremendous amount of improvement in technology to that room, giving us much better use of the room as opposed to just using the room only for a reception. And we will continue to have shared ownership of the room, and that brings about shared options to use the room, and we will also now, different than the earlier iteration from the city, the plan from the city was required to actually have an encroachment on the room, which would deny us as county council to use part of the room. That has been removed with this latest proposal, and President Bullock and I are sponsoring this resolution. I believe and I hope and trust that all of the questions that were concerned with council members from the previous plans were answered this afternoon. If not, I would entertain the motion or questions myself. And we do have someone here, I believe, yes, from the City of Wilmington staff, and a City Council member is present. Councilmember at large Justin Wright is also in the room. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President Pro Tem, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Thank you very much. Councilman Street is a co-sponsor along with President Bullock and myself. Councilman Cartier.
Just a couple comments. My compliments to the presenters. They put together a nice presentation, which clarified a lot of our ongoing concerns. The space can be flexed a little bit to accommodate some other uses by members of this body, and I look forward to supporting this tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Councilman Smiley.
Yes. I just want to acknowledge, I appreciate county council members' willingness to step up and voice their concerns, and I applaud the city council for their willingness to listen to our concerns, take them into consideration, and above all, it's good to see when two bodies of government can work together to bring something as positive as this forward.
Thank you. Councilman Smalley. Are there any comments or questions from members of the county council? Seeing none, I'll turn to the public. Are there any comments or questions from members of the public regarding Resolution 13274? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 13274.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution 13274 is adopted. We'll move on to ordinances. Ordinance number 13090, Mr. Bell, who is absent, I agree to also floor manage this for Mr. Bell tonight. Madam Clerk, please read by title only and put before Council for its consideration and adoption Resolution 13090.
Second.
Ordinance 13090, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget, increase the appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Medical Services by $198,975, and increase the authorized position count by 7 positions for the 2014 paramedic class.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This particular resolution was also discussed this afternoon in our executive committee meeting. Essentially, it allows for an additional 7 members of the paramedic class. We had an extensive discussion on this particular issue this afternoon, and I am going to forward this and ask for your support in the absence of Councilman Bell. Are there any questions or comments from members of this council? Councilman Smalley.
Yeah, I just want to applaud public safety as a whole with the 4 departments that we have with, you know, the forward thinking and making sure we have enough people in the pipeline to fill the vacancies that occur and keep things staffed. And also on the council recorded record, I just want to place that $59,692 of this will come from the state of Delaware and $139,283 will come from the general fund reserves. And again, I'm glad to see that we will be staffing.
Thank you, Councilman Smalley. I too also believe this is a very positive move forward for our paramedic. Any other comment or questions from members of council? Councilman Cartier and Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
I too am extremely pleased with this ordinance being brought forward to fully staff and have a new class with the paramedic division under a new training regime that is more flexible and reflect our needs, and also on the active recruiting to have a diverse workforce regarding county paramedics.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I just wanted to note that after this ordinance came before us, I did look at the permanent full-time vacancy list as of October 17th of this year, and just noted that there were 13 vacancies within that department that came about in the year of 2013. So obviously not something that you can always predict, and because of that, I do not have a problem transferring this amount of money over to them so that they can keep their staff up to the standards that we expect.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Any further comment or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll move on to the public. Are there any comment or questions from the public regarding ordinance number 13090? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 13090.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Ordinance number 13090 is adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 13091, sponsored by Mr. Bullock and Mr. Bell, who are both absent. Madam Clerk, I move that ordinance number 13091 be read by title only and placed before the Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13091, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees sworn deputy sheriffs represented by the Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, Lodge number 5.
We also discussed this particular ordinance at our executive committee meeting this afternoon. Mr. Bullock and Mr. Bell are both absent. As you all know, that any pay plan should be sponsored by the president of the county council, which is the case here, and he's joined by the chair of the Public Safety Committee. Are there any comments or questions from members of the council regarding ordinance number 13091? Seeing none, are there any comments or questions from members of the public regarding ordinance number 13091? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 13091.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Love it.
Ordinance number 13091 is adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 13092. Ms. Diller, thank you so much for giving me a break here.
Yes, I ask that Ordinance 13-092 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13-092 amend the grants budget to appropriate federal funding in the amount of $17,589,469 to the Section 8 Housing Choice Vouchers Calendar Year 2014 grant.
Ms. Diller.
Yes, we discussed this at the Finance Committee, and as you remember, this is the HUD funding, the bulk of which goes to our Section 8 housing vouchers, although there are some administrative funds which you can see if you turn through the bill. So I would just say per title.
Thank you, Councilwoman Diller. Are there any comments or questions from members of Council regarding ordinance number 13092? Seeing none, are there any comments or questions from members of the public regarding ordinance number 13092? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 13092.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Ordinance number 13092 has been adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 13093. Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance 13-093 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13093, amend the annual operating budget to reduce the Department of Community Services FY 2014 approved operating budget by $64,800 to provide funding toward the summer recreation camps grant.
Ms. Diller.
Yes. If you take a look at the next ordinance, the $64,800 is actually the county match for the federal funds, and that, you know, both these ordinances together help fund our summer camp program.
Thank you, Madam Diller. Are there any comments or questions on ordinance number 13093 by members of council? Seeing none, are there any comments or questions from members of the public on ordinance number 13093? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 13093.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Ordinance number 13093 is adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 13094. Ms. Diller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 13094 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13094, amend the grants budget to appropriate federal funding of $45,000, Newcastle County funding of $64,800, and program income of $128,500 to the Summer Recreation Camps grant.
Ms. Diller.
Per title.
Thank you. Is there any comment or questions from members of council on ordinance number 13094? Seeing none, we'll move on to the public. Are there any comments or questions from members of the public on ordinance number 13094? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 13094.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Ordinance number 13094 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 13095. Mr. Cartier.
Withdrawn.
Withdrawn, that's right. We'll move on to ordinance numbers 13096, Mr. Cartier.
Yes,
or Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. Smiley is going to floor manage.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I request that ordinance 13-096 be read by title only and placed before council.
Second.
Ordinance 13096, amend the FY 2014 approved operating budget to increase the FY 2014 appropriation Department of Special Services by $580,000, $407 to provide funding for employee salaries and benefit costs.
Mr. Snolly.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. I believe that all of council in this situation would be better served with a bigger, broader discussion with more members of council present, as well as having the budget, the checkbook presentation done first. So I would make a motion to table until the January 28th meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance number 13096 is on the table. We'll move on to ordinance number 13098. Ms. Diller?
I think I'm 13099.
I'm sorry, there's two other sponsors. I guess it would be Councilman Cartier.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Pro Tem, I'd like ordinance 13-098 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13098, amend the capital budget, appropriate $10,000 of state funds to the Claymont Library project.
Mr. Cartier.
Yeah, this is the companion ordinance to spend the money from the resolution earlier per title, Mr. President.
Any comment or question from members of council regarding ordinance number 13098? Seeing none, I'll turn to the public. Are there any members of the public with questions or comment regarding ordinance number 13098? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 13098.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Redda, Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett. Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 8 yes, 1 here, 4 absent.
Resolution number 13098 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 13100. Councilman Sheldon.
Point of order, Mr. Pro Tem.
I'm sorry, did I skip one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We just adopted ordinance 13-98. We're going to 99.
I don't see 99 on my...
Oh, it's there.
It's not listed. It goes from 13-98 to 13-100.
It really is there, Penrose.
Yeah, I believe it's somewhere, but it's not on my agenda list.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. We will move on to ordinance number 13099. I stand to be corrected. Ms. Stiller.
Yes, I ask that ordinance number 13099 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 13099 to abate penalty on 502 Apple, tax parcel number 18031-00157.
Ms. Stiller.
Yes, I think we had a lively debate about the fate of these abatement ordinances. This is a $24 tax penalty abatement, which I think the individual in my district would like to have back. I'm supporting it, and that's all I have to say.
Mr. President.
Councilman Weiner.
Thanks. I would just like to make a comment, which is very important for the record. I'm going to be supporting this. The amount is immaterial, whether it's $24 or $24 million. The important aspect of it, in my opinion, is that it's consistent with the county law. It's been vetted and certified to be consistent with county law by our council attorney, it's not been certified. However, during the session today, Council Doolin actually went beyond what would normally be her duty to comment on this. No, she didn't. So we're still lacking a certification from the law department. but at the same time, it's clear that the reading is consistent with one of the exceptions. So I just want to admonish my fellow council members, for what it's worth, that if you vote for this, it's not because the amount is small and not because the attorney has certified, but because our reading is that it's consistent. But that's dangerous in and of itself. So I just convinced myself I'm not going to vote for it.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. I think council may have some comments regarding your comments. I know there's a larger issue that we're very concerned about with certification for abating penalties, but I'm not so certain if what you are communicating here addresses this specific piece, and I think it's more related to the larger discussion we had this afternoon. But I will yield to council for comment.
Carol Doolin, Council to Council. I just want to clarify that this is not one of the exceptions set forth in the code. That, however, as was discussed today, several ordinances of this ilk have been passed by council this year. It's a precedent setting, but it has happened, but it is not in the code.
Councilman Weiner.
Yes, a question. It's very disturbing to hear what you said, Council Doolin. Have we set a precedent in regards to this particular issue?
Council to Council, proceed, yes.
Carol Doolin, Council to Council. I am uncomfortable offering legal advice on an issue such as that in a public forum because I advise council privately rather than the public at large.
Okay. I would ask that the sponsor consider, in all due deference, tabling to allow further discussion. If it's just $24, it wouldn't hurt to take a look at, because of the adverse legal consequences could be much more significant.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Councilman Snally.
Yeah, I don't know whether we've established precedent or not, but this ordinance mirrors a couple that we did at the last council meeting, which were approved by council. If it does establish precedent, then the precedent's already sitting there, and there's nothing to be lost by addressing this. And this is one of the issues that we hope to clear up in future legislation.
I would agree that we have received an abundance of these type of ordinances this year, more than I can recall in recent time, especially in a short period of time, and I don't know why this is happening. But hopefully with the ordinances that has been worked on now by Councilman Smiley and Council to Council, we can come forward with a piece of legislation that would make it more comfortable for us going forward. And I would have to agree, I believe, that if the President there's a concern about precedent, it has already been established. And I think we have to be very careful treading forward. Councilman Snolly.
Yeah, and I would just say, based on my discussions with several of the banks, and aside from the bank officers that I spoke with, some of the people that work in there, I think we're seeing the abundance because previously, I mean, the checks are manually looked at. And previously, people that would look at them would make a determination that would enter the higher amount, whether it was on the numerical or the other. Now it's been mandated throughout the financial system that it's the written amount that they go by. So I think that's why we're seeing the influx. But, again, that doesn't help our situation.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Councilman Weiner?
Yes. I am familiar with that bank practice. However, relying upon a non-attorney's assertion at the time of this council meeting, with all due respect to Councilman Smiley, it wouldn't matter who it is, it's not a legal opinion. And when we asked our council attorney to opine, she deferred. And for that reason, I can't support it, even if Councilman Smiley is correct. And I would much prefer waiting until the law is made consistent. It's just $24, and then supporting it then, but I can't support it tonight.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. I would only add that oftentimes when we get legal opinions, we get two different legal opinions. Councilman Smiley.
I just want to clear the record, whatever reason. I did not preface my remarks with a legal opinion. I just said what had taken place in my discussions. That's all. It's not a legal opinion. And I said what I said. We've already approved a couple of these. So if there's a precedent, it's already there.
Yeah.
Do we have to, Councilman Weiner? I do not want to continue the back and forth between you and Councilman Smalley. I want to deal with this legislation.
We can do it over drinks.
And get out of here.
I understand, but this is for the record. It's important. It's a comment that you made, Council President. It's not a point to Mr. Smalley.
Made. Okay, so if it's a comment I made, then please proceed.
Yes.
No board.
Oftentimes, we do have conflicting legal opinions. In this instance, I just think we have one opinion from our council attorney before us, and she said that she would defer making an opinion at this time.
I can move on, but I'm going to be obedient to my own. Councilman Street.
Call for the vote.
That's a motion for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Take your time.
Which one is it?
099.
099. One I don't have on my agenda. I'm still looking for it. Please call the roll on ordinance number 13099.
I'll give you a ride home tonight if you need.
If it's snowing outside, I might need that.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
No.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett. Mr. Weiner.
No.
Mr. Pro Tem, roll call reveals 6 yes, 2 no, 1 here, 4 absent.
Resolution, I'm sorry, ordinance number 13098 is defeated.
99.
Well, it's 99.
It's 99? 99, I keep going up. Resolution number, ordinance number 013-9900 is defeated. We'll move on to now back to what I can read is ordinance number 13-100, Mr. Sheldon.
Point of information.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you. A question for Council Doolin. Can this ordinance be brought up again at a later council meeting?
Yes.
Thank you.
Under a different number.
Thank you. I look forward to considering it again.
Thank you, Councilman Weiner. Now we'll move on to ordinance number 13100, Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. I would like ordinance 13-100 be read in by title only.
Second.
Ordinance 13100 to abate tax penalties on tax parcel numbers 2602, 020010, 080. Can I just say... various parcel numbers.
Yeah.
Please.
Various parcel numbers. Owned by Gilpin, Van Trump, and Montgomery, Inc.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, I would like ordinance 13-100 be tabled for a future consideration.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Ordinance number 13-100 will be submitted to the table. We'll now move on to substitute number 1 to ordinance number 13055 under the sponsorship of Mr. Retter and Mr. Tackett, whom both were absent this evening. I've been asked to manage this for them as well. Madam Clerk, please read substitute number 1 to ordinance number 13055 by title only and replace it to Council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 13055 to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40, also known as Unified Development Code, or UDC, Article 25, Design, regarding improvements to the village and hamlet provisions.
This ordinance was prepared and requested by the Land Use Department. Both Councilman Retter and Mr. Tackett also reported to me that it was not a contentious piece of legislation that would actually be an amendment to the UDC and that it came from the department in asking for these upgrades to the village and hamlet provisions. Are there any comments or questions from members of council? Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I am very supportive of this, but it's a very significant change, and I would like to ask Land Use Department to come up and comment on it for the record.
I see Mr. Haggerty is on his way forward.
To
retired Assistant General Manager of the Land Use Department. You have me tonight.
Councilman Wyner.
Thank you. Assistant General Manager Haggerty, would you kindly give us a brief overview as to the significance and importance of this amendment and how it changes the previous law?
This is an amendment to an existing Hamilton Village. There were several things as we were, as you know, if you recall, the Hamilton Village ordinance was designed to try to create a basically a village and in a community in and of itself. And so as the ordinance got was originally passed, and as we started to get a plan in to evaluate and kind of truth test against the ordinance, we saw several areas that needed to have some attention, and I'll outline them for you quickly. This change provides some flexibility in creating maintenance organization documents that will appropriately take into account design features and that are unique to the Hamilton Village. Heretofore, we've had a standard boilerplate maintenance agreement for maintenance corporations. In the Hamilton Village, you will be dealing with a larger group of folks, stakeholders. There will be some folks that may be retail folks, some folks that may be office, some that may be townhouse, some apartments, and things of this nature. All we were trying to do is to give ourselves the ability to evaluate what the maintenance corporation agreements would look like. They would be done in advance of a plan or coming to council, so council will have the ability to evaluate the maintenance agreement as well. In other words, we just didn't think that the boilerplate agreement that we had worked, so we were trying to provide a little flexibility to that. We're going to provide some additional clarification in applied densities. One of the things that we saw in the densities was, I have it right here. The original ordinance had some minimum-based densities. When you start looking at those, what you see is that sometimes they may not work. So in each of the transects are basically five different development zones, for those that don't like the word transects, development zones that you would be evaluating. What we did is took the minimum requirement out and just left the maximum amount in there. So you had some flexibility to work through what was going to work in each of these transects. The other thing, the next thing that we did that this ordinance does is it will further define civic areas and how they will function. And essentially what we were calling them as zones as opposed to civic areas and community areas, and we simply define them a bit better. Civic areas are dedicated for community or public use. Civic areas are site permanent dedicated open space. Civic areas are dedicated for buildings generally operated at government or nonprofit. Civic parking areas are off-street and off-parking areas. If you can kind of see how that goes along. The next thing that we did that this ordinance will do is we will require some rear alleys in the higher density transect, which is a very important design feature, and it works in some of the communities like Bayberry North is a community, or yeah, Bayberry North is a community that has some alleyways incorporated in their design. Boiler Green has alleyways incorporated in their design. You can see the effects that it has on the communities, and we wanted to make sure that this was an area, this is a component that we had not thought all the way through or may have overlooked on the way to the original ordinance. We recognize, the next one was we recognize that Hamilton Village communities will evolve over time through market demands and flexibility to accommodate limited first floor retail and office space. So discussion, a large discussion in the original piece, and that's part of, this is one of the pieces of the substitute, was 11 feet is the generally accepted height for a first floor retail facility. What that does allows you to put some of your heating systems up, get a drop ceiling in, as well as provide some additional height as you walk in. In some of these design pieces, there will be residential components on the first floor that may be converted at a later point in time to retail spaces. There's some pliability in the design of this. The idea and the concept is to get as much flexibility in the designs as we possibly can, and also to accommodate life in the future. What you oftentimes see is codes, I've seen it for working in it for 15 years, the codes tend to get a little rigid and they tend to outgrow real life, the real economics of what we have. So this was designed, this section of the code, what it does is it pins it at 11 feet, but they can allow it to go down to 10 feet if it is a residential being converted, you know, to a retail at a later point in time. And it provides an additional dwelling feature in the T5 transects, which are porches and fences. And it also addresses the issue of signage. Got two options for the signage piece. One, they can develop a signage plan for this type of development that we can agree upon, or they can use the ON and the CN zoning sign districts as they currently exist. Is that brief enough?
Yeah, Mr. Haggerty, that's exactly what I thought at least was appropriate. This is, although not controversial, if I can use a double negative, very important change that was long overdue, and it addresses the legs of smart growth, social equity, economic development, environmental sensitivity, and transportation advancement by making communities livable where people can live, shop, work, and play without being hostages to automobiles. And if we're ever going to help those that aren't on the top economic echelon, we need to remove the institutional impediments of our old codes. Next, we'll have to deal with the fire marshal, but this is a good first step. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haggerty. Are there any other comments or questions from council members for Mr. Haggerty? Any other comments or questions from members of council regarding the substitute number one to ordinance number 13055? Are there any comments or questions from members of the public regarding substitute number one to ordinance number 13055? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number one to ordinance number 13055.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett. Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Substitute number one to ordinance number 13055 is hereby adopted. I believe that is the last ordinance before item J. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Move on to item J. Are there any item J items for tonight's meeting?
A lot.
A lot? Oh, all of these are item J's? Are they in order? Okay. Are there any item J's? There are 6 item J's.
275.
Thank you. Resolution number 13275, Councilman Powers.
I move that resolution 13275. I'm trying to find it.
13275, yes.
275. Be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13275, honoring the life of James Christopher Roberts, Jr., and expressing condolences to his family and friends.
Councilman Powers.
Pretty much per title, with his son passing away.
Any comments from members of council? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 13275.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett. Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution number 13275 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance resolution number 13276. Ms. Stiller.
Yes, I ask that resolution 276 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13276, honoring the Aetna Hose, Hook, and Ladder Company on their 125th anniversary.
Per title.
Any comments from members of council regarding resolution number 13276, Councilwoman Kirkpatrick?
Thank you. I ask that I be allowed to co-sponsor this with them, as Aetna Hose, Hook, and Ladder services a portion of my district.
Senator Gribble?
Absolutely.
Councilman Powers?
So would I.
Agreeable? Councilman Sheldon?
So would I.
I didn't get a nod on you yet. Agreeable?
Absolutely.
I voted for the tax rebate.
Jesus.
Okay. All council members who have asked to be co-sponsors, the sponsor has agreed. Any other comment or question, members of council? Madam Clerk?
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call is 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution number 13276 is adopted. We'll move on to resolution number 13277. Mr. Powers?
Yes. I move that resolution 13277 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13277, congratulating and commending Senior Corporal James Gladney on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department.
Any comment or questions from members of council? Councilor Member Street.
Yes, Mr. President, Pro Tem. I would like to be added as a sponsor. Corporal Gladney did a heck of a lot of work in my district.
Right now, all of council.
All of council is currently on.
Okay.
Any other comment or questions from members of council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 13277.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution number 13277 is adopted. We'll move on to resolution number 13278. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes. Go right here. Mr. President, I'd like for resolution 13278 be read in by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13278, recognizing Senior Corporal Michael Sneed for his extraordinary career with the Newcastle County Police Department.
I think per title, anybody that's worked with Mr. Sneed, he can't say he didn't do enough. People will definitely miss him in the 9th District, that's for sure. They already are.
Any other comment from members of council regarding resolution number 13278? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution number 13278.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution number 13278 has been adopted. We'll move on to resolution number 13279, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, Pro Tem, I move that our resolution number 13279-279 be read by title only, placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13279, honoring the life and legacy of Mr. Nathan Doc Hill.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, Pro Tem. This honors Doc Hill, and if anybody looked at the first front page of the News Journal sports page today, there were testimonials about Doc consistent with this resolution.
I did notice that today, and I would encourage council members, when you read the paper, you can't miss it. And it pays homage to one of our citizens who has done an outstanding job, not only in the education field, but also in the community. And he's been a role model for a number of people in Newcastle County who grew up on the other side of the track, as we like to say. Any other comment, question from members of council? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution number 13279.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett. Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes or absent.
Resolution number 13279 has been adopted. We will move on to resolution number 13280. This is Mr. Bullock and all of council as co-sponsors. Madam Clerk, I move that resolution number 13280 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 13280, honoring the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela, former president of South Africa.
Any comment or question from members of council regarding this resolution? I would just add briefly that I was very involved as a member of the Wilmington City Council with the divestiture movement against apartheid in South Africa. As a result of that, Wilmington became the second political jurisdiction in the country to have divestiture legislation. And as a result of that, I was invited to several places outside of Newcastle County. I remember going to the state of Massachusetts as part of the effort. I invited there by then Governor Dukakis, and also worked in New York with the American Committee on Africa, and was subsequently invited to the 40th anniversary of the United Nations, all because of my work with regard to divestiture from South Africa. So it's a special place for me, and I think it will always be a critical piece of legislation that I was able to get adopted through the Wilmington City Council. Any other comment from members of council regarding this particular resolution? Seeing none, Councilman Cartier.
I'm glad you're bringing this forward, and I think to recognize Nelson Mandela is to recognize one of the giants of history, the likes of which we will never see again in his capacity as a great voice for racial equality and peace and for a better future. And I think he lived a life, despite the oppression that he experienced, without bitterness, and I think there's a lesson in that for everybody.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any other comment from members of council? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution number 13280.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 9 yes, 4 absent.
Resolution number 13280 is adopted. Before me now is resolution number 13281. Ms. Kilpatrick, I think this was withdrawn. Is that correct?
It was correct, yes.
So I believe that will conclude all of our legislation for tonight's agenda. That means we'll move on to agenda item L. Since we have no emergency ordinances or resolutions tonight, agenda item L is public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to address County Council on any issue or any other comment from members of the County Council? Councilman Cartier, then Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Council, President Pro Tem. I'd like to just comment very briefly. Friday, December 13th, which is recognized as a bad luck day, generally speaking, for people who are a little superstitious. It was a very bad day for the employees at Claymont Everest, Claymont Steel. The mill went into closure. Almost 400 people are now out of work. That steel mill has a storied history. It is over 90 years old. My understanding is that Everest is going to sell that facility, but for those folks who worked there, many of them for many years, paying a good salaries that gave people a future and stability in the community. They've had a terrible blow, and it's another chapter in the continued decline in the economy of this county, which is the economic heart of the state of Delaware. And I think I just wanted to call attention to it. Those folks are going to have a very tough Christmas and a very tough New Year. And it's another once again, another bad situation for the 8th District coming on the heels of the closure of the Sunoco refinery in the previous year or so. So we are losing in my sector of the Brandywine 100, literally hundreds of industrial middle-class jobs, and it's just part of that continuing story. So that's why I'm always concerned when we talk about economic development. We've got to get down to business because we are really on top of the closure of the car plants, which we're all familiar with, and other closures. It's just, it's been a very bad 5 or 6 years for this county in terms of employment, and it just doesn't seem to end.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Any further comment? I'm sorry, Councilman Kirkpatrick.
Thank you. I just want to make it clear regarding the withdrawn ordinance 13002 that had to do with the sewer funds, for the undercharged sewer funds, that this was something that was not withdrawn because I chose to do that. As an emergency ordinance, it needed 10 votes. Obviously, there are only 9 people on council, so that it was not worth bringing it forward. But because I have had so many comments from so many people, I don't want the record to close by which anybody could think that I just withdrew this because I wanted to withdraw it. I want it known that I withdrew this out of necessity because it was 10 votes. There was no way with 9 people sitting here that we were going to get that number of votes. But I still feel that it's important to the people of this county that we treat everybody fair and equitably. And if you use a service, you pay for the service. You don't have your neighbor help pay for it.
Thank you, Councilwoman Kirkpatrick. The fact that this was an emergency ordinance that was presented, it did require 10 votes, and obviously we can't get 10 out of 9. Thank you for that explanation. I would just like to announce that this is our final meeting of the year. I want to wish everyone here, council members as well as the public, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you very much, and look forward to all of us getting together to continue to move this county forward in the new year.
Motion adjourned.
Thank you very much.
All in favor? Aye. We should have voted.